Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. A few weeks ago, while I was doing my morning run around the Little India neighborhood, I stopped by Veerasamy Road for breakfast. Two pieces of bole and a cup of tea. Only $3. Yes, you hear me correctly. $3. And honestly, one of the best breakfasts I ever had. Standing and eating with my hands. But here, what really caught my attention wasn't just the food. It was a conversation I overheard between two guys talking about property yet again. The guy was probably sharing that he recently bought a condo along Race Course Road, Piccadilly Grand. He mentioned that a subsale unit was recently sold for 400,000 profit in only 3 years. Impressive, right? He was so excited that he's planning to sell and reinvest his profit into another property to repeat the cycle all over again. Here, that got me curious. So I decided to do some digging on how condos around Little India have actually performed. Small versus big, old versus new, freehold versus leasehold. From 2018 to 2025, a good 5 years right before the pandemic. Here I'll be using HPROP data to check out 6 developments in the area. Before we start, make a guess. Who do you think what more? I'm quite sure most of you will guess it wrongly yet again. Here, let's dive in. First up, Rangoon 88, a boutique freehold development with some commercial unit below, located along Rangoon Road, just a short walk to Farrer Park MRT station. In 2018, it was going for around 1,005 per square feet. Today, it's going around 1,006 per square feet. That's only a 9% gain over 7 years. I said this many times before. Small boutique project, easy to enter, but difficult to exit. Next, Zhu Suite. Another small development along Zhu Avenue. And honestly, many people here don't even know where is that. This place is surrounded by a row of freehold inter-terrace that basically do not have much transaction. I got a feeling they are owned by the single owner that has been holding them for rental income for decades. Anyway, the 52-unit Zhu Suite was launched way back in 2012. The price then was between 1,004 to 1,008 per square feet. This was pretty high for the boutique freehold project back in those days. Anyway, the resale market was less forgiving. There are a fair number of profitable and unprofitable transactions. Super sian. Coming back to 2018, Zhu Suite was sold for 1,006 per square feet. And now around 1,008 per square feet. That's a 13% increase. Not too bad, but nothing too loud to shout about. Across the road, let's talk about Kentish Lodge. This one is an older 99 years leasehold condo just opposite Pekio Market. The MP here is Alvin Tan, Minister of State for Trade and Industry and National Development. Most recently, I met him in person on a sharing on entrepreneurship under the SERS Task Force to promote entrepreneurship in Singapore. I provided him some suggestions to make Singapore great again. Anyway, Kentish Lodge TOP 1998. In 2018, it was going for 9 to 9 per square feet. Dirt cheap, right? And by 2025, it's up to 1,002 per square feet. That's a 35% jump. You see, old is gold. Next, a slightly bigger project, the 481 units Kerrisdale, a full facility 99 years condo that TOP in 2005 with 3 tower blocks. In 2018, prices were around 1,000 per square feet. Now, in 2025, they are hitting 1,006 per square feet, a 49% increase. Do you know what? I still remember bringing some buyers here when prices were going around 1,002 per square feet right after COVID-19. And buyers were telling me, "Ayah, near Little India, this place is so complicated. So old already. Alan, where go upside? Next time, how to sell? You know your stuff or not?" Unfortunately, they didn't see the God of Fortune was standing right next to a Hindu temple. Anyway, I love visiting some of the temples in this area. They are so classic and beautiful. Now, back to Piccadilly Grand, the new kids on the block, launched in 2022 at around 2,100 per square feet. And today, subsale units are hitting close to 2,005 per square feet. That's a solid 14% gain in just 3 years. Not bad at all. And with the latest Dorset stake tender nearby sold to UOL at 1,003 per square feet per plot ratio, the break-even for the next launch is likely to hit around 2,460 per square feet. Assuming a 25% profit margin, future launch could easily hit 3,000 per square feet. Seriously, at 3,000 per square feet, most nearby resale condo look very cheap today. Mai du liao, buy and hold, and you sure, huat all the way. Finally, let's take a look at the grand master of this area, City Square Residence, freehold, right next to City Square Mall and Farrer Park MRT. How to go wrong? 5 years ago, prices were around 1,006 per square feet, and today, they are hovering around 2,000 per square feet. That's a 29% gain. Like I always say, Freehold holds its value very well over time. But is this the best bet? Here the recap. Rangoon 88, 9%. Jewel Suite, 13%. Kentish Lodge, 35%. Kerrisdale, 49%. Piccadilly Grand, 14%. City Square Resident, 29%. The biggest loser? Well, Rangoon 88. For the biggest winner, Kerrisdale, a 20-year-old resale condo that many people rule them out. So, what's the takeaway here? Don't underestimate older 99 years resale condo. Sometimes they can even outperform newer condos to even freehold ones by a mile. Here, if you found this video useful, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to this channel, and share with your friends who are hunting for their next investment property. Until next time, stay savvy and may you fight big time in the next property investment.